Hello, I'm Brian Gorman, and this is another of my 10 most important lessons I have learned over the last 50 years of intentionally engaging with change. This lesson is be of service, don't be servile. While I learned this lesson in my change work, like many of the other lessons I'm presenting here, it's applicable in all areas of life. What does it mean to be of service? Well, simply, it means to assist others, to be helpful. We do it all the time. It may be holding the door open for someone or stopping to let somebody cross an intersection when we're driving down the block or helping someone with their groceries or stopping to pick up takeout on the way home. We're of service all the time. Many of us are in service professions, and those are incredibly diverse. There are dog walkers and housekeepers and attorneys and accountants and healthcare professionals. And some of us are in change professions that are intentionally of service. We may be change consultants, change practitioners of various types inside of organizations. We may be therapists, we may be coaches, athletic coaches, business coaches, life coaches, transformation coaches. All of these are professions of being in service. But often we equate being of service with being servile. We allow the other person to always have the last word. Perhaps we hide the more challenging things that we want to discuss because we want to keep the peace. Or perhaps we're afraid to lose our jobs or to do damage to a relationship. So we shut up and we hold it in. And we know that we have something to offer of value, but we don't offer it. That's not being of service. That's being servile. Sometimes we're servile out of fear. We may be afraid of losing our job or doing unrepairable damage to a relationship. But very often we're not even conscious that we're doing it. The behaviors are wired into our neural networks and muscle memory from our childhood when we were taught things like I was taught, little children should be seen and not heard, or perhaps not even seen. But there are high costs to being servile instead of being of service. When we're of service, others benefit from the value that we bring, and we feel valued. We find fulfillment, and the relationship prospers by the exchange of everything that we have possibly to bring to it. But when we're being servile, that doesn't happen. The relationship doesn't benefit from all we have to offer. We let other people make mistakes or continue past mistakes over and over again. They don't benefit from what we bring, from our expertise, our experience, our wisdom. We begin to feel devalued. Our sense of fulfillment diminishes. The joy, the pleasure, the excitement, perhaps, that may have been part of that relationship at the outset is diminished and burns out. So how do you build a relationship that is of service instead of servitude? Well, first is trust. Each party has to be able to trust the other. As I taught in another lesson, Judith Glaser's model for trust, transparency, relationship, understanding, deep understanding of one another, shared success, and truth-telling. Servitude typically comes when we don't have that trust in place, and so we are not telling those difficult truths. Second, every relationship is built on expectations. I have expectations of you in the relationship, you have expectations of me. Most of the time, those expectations are implicit. So I know what I expect of you. I know what I'm willing to give to you. And you in turn know what you expect of me and what you're willing to give to me, but we haven't aligned our expectations. They're implicit. And so inevitably there's disappointment because I don't get what I expect from you. You don't get what you expect from me. So to establish a relationship of service, not servitude, whether it's personal or professional, begin by setting explicit expectations. What do you expect of me? And what am I willing to give? What am I willing to commit to? What am I ready to promise you? How do you want to hear when I have bad news to tell you? Perhaps in a professional relationship, it's that boss, the way you handled that situation has made matters worse in my department. Let me tell you why. Perhaps in a personal relationship, I lost my job, or I'm just not happy doing the work that I have been doing for the last 20 years anymore. How do you communicate that? How do I want to hear that from you? How do you want to hear the bad news from me? Set a whole series of explicit expectations of one another. Agree on them and recognize that they're not forever, that situations change, people change. And so periodically, you have to come back and renegotiate those expectations. This approach may be enough to break the old patterns and move you from a position of servitude to one of service. But if not, gain some outside support. It may be an accountability buddy. It may be a professional therapist or coach or a good friend who is there for you to talk things through with. But if none of this works, you may have to end the relationship. When that's the situation, unless there is real risk of harm, my invitation to you is not to end the relationship by moving from, but to end the relationship by moving to. When we leave situations to get away from them, there's a void. And the tendency is to fill that void by returning to those relationships. I once dated someone who retired after 40 years at the same job, a very boring job, didn't find it very exciting, and found, but he had enough. He had to get away from it. And a year later, he returned back to the same office he had left as a consultant. That's not what you want to do. So again, unless real harm, real risk, is a possibility, plan to leave that relationship heading toward a two. When you approach relationships from a position of service rather than servitude, you find fulfillment. You share your gifts fully, and you're able to fully receive the gifts of those you're in a relationship with. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lifestyle Coach. Thank you so much for joining me once again in this lesson. And if you've found it of value, please pass on the link to others so that they too can learn more about being of service rather than being in servitude. Please feel free to contact me at any time with any questions about this lesson, any of my other lessons, or any questions you might have about engaging change.